Friday, October 20th, 2023, 4:57 a.m. Okay, I'm out here in the studio slash garage without Pia the talking dog. She's decided to sleep on her couch in the living room. She'll probably give a little bark here within the next hour sometime. I'm going to start walking. Well, it's almost 5, so yeah, around 5:30 she says, "Hey, let's go for a walk." No, it's dark, dog. It's dark. I can't see your poop to pick it up without a flashlight. And if you poop in the leaves, since it's fall, it's harder to see the poop. Anyway, so I've been working on my big panel, Man Control of the Universe, and a lot of progress on the right side, and especially the lower right side. I'm working along the bottom yesterday. Let's see. So how many times did I work on it this week? I worked on it. I think I worked on it every morning. Now that sunrise is later in the day, first light around 10 to 7. So that's the soonest I can get out with a dog. So I can actually paint till 6:30, 6:40, and so that gives me a lot more time to work in the morning before I have to get going. Just like being at work. When I used to work on my job, we'd have to be there at 7. So I'd get up at 2:33, paint till about 6 or so, and you know, I get some stuff done, but at least I'm painting. Because the job I went to, I'd go there and I'd spend all this energy, and there was a lot of creative energy that goes into being a splicer for AT&T. I don't know, have I ever talked about what I used to do? I don't think I did. Maybe I did. I don't know. But yeah, I was a telephone guy. Yeah, I think I said something about it early in one of my other talks, or postings, that is. And yeah, I was a telephone guy. I drove, I started off as an operator downtown J Street on the third floor for Pacific Telephone and Telegraph, which was then part of AT&T conglomerate. And so I worked as an operator till 1979, early 1979, I think, or at least springtime, I think it was. No, it was early spring, 1979. Then I transferred out to being a construction splicer, and that was the title for the rest of my time with the company. I worked for the company for 42 years, and retired in 2015. I worked for the company for 42 years to the day. I guess it meant something to me to do that, but anyway. So what was I talking about? Oh yeah. So I go to work, and yeah, we spend a lot of creative energy because there's a lot of, you know, decisions making and building stuff that in the environment that we had to build it in. You know, you name it, we've been there as far as construction splicing is concerned, because telephone cables end up in the strangest places. And that was my job. The majority of my job was putting together telephone cables. After the linemen placed the cables, which is really a hard job for them to do, I'd go up and connect the ends of them together and encase them in some kind of closure that would protect it from the elements. So, you know, I'd be on telephone poles or down in manholes or out in the woods somewhere in a dirt pit, you know. So there's a lot of, like I said, a lot of creative energy expended to do that job. And by the time I came back home after a long day, and it was relatively exhausting work at times, because, you know, there's a lot of picking up heavy stuff, and, you know, like if I drove up to a manhole, worked in a manhole, you get out there, if it's on the road, then now you got to haul out all this work area protection, the cones, big heavy cones. heavy now, that's for sure. But and the little tripod stands that hold the those signs saying work ahead and all that sort of stuff. And if I'm going to close a lane down, heck, that was a lot of work just doing that. And back then we did it ourselves, but today they hire contractors to set up the work area protection, which is kind of nice. You just drive up and do your work, and they've already got it all the whole lane closed down and everything. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, so I get home, and you just didn't feel like expending any more creative energy or doing anything. You still had stuff to do as far as the yard's concerned, because you got your house, or your house is concerned. You got to build stuff, blah 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 blah. Work on the weekends all the time. So a lot of my artwork did take place before sunrise, because couldn't do anything out in the dark for one thing. Didn't have to go to work for another thing, in the dark. So anyway, so yeah, so I did a lot of artwork before going to work. Kind of like at this time. But you know what? I'm talking too much. I'm not getting much artwork done. So on this panel, the lower left-hand side, like I said, I obliterated, and I tried an idea, and I left it there for a while I worked on the other parts of the panel, and I said, nah, I don't like it. So I just sanded that down again. I'll kind of obliterate it out again and try something else and see what else happens. What ended up from the previous idea was a chasm that was created in the earth. So I think I'll keep that in. That seems to be pretty good. Yeah. I like the way some things flow in it, but I just didn't like the idea for the other side of the chasm from the middle part of the earth. So you'll understand when you see it. Anyway, so let me deal with that. I got other stuff I'm dealing with too. Yeah, I'm quite a ways from finishing this, because I look at it and yeah, there's some stuff I need to work on that I know is going to take a long time to do. So anyway, let me get to work here, and oops, don't want to trip on this. And that's it for now. I'll talk to you a little later. 5:28 a.m. Okay, so I was been working on my panel and actually mixing up some paint right now. And the dog decided that she wanted to come in here. But actually, before that, she wanted to go out and check out the backyard. So I took her out, and thinking maybe she might want to relieve herself. But all she wanted to do was hunt for something. So I brought her in here. And she's going to have to settle down, because I'm going to get ready to paint here in a bit. So just thought I'd tell you what's going on. Okay, 6:40 a.m. So the dog's been asking to go for a walk here for like the past half hour, and yeah, huh? You gonna bark for me again? Huh? I guess not. She's just staring at me. Says, "Well, does that?" He's looking at me. Say, "Does he want to go for a walk?" No, I want to go for a walk, dog, but not in the dark. Anyway. So yeah, so I've been painting on this, covering over what I had on the lower left hand part of the panel. Yeah. So trying to figure out what I'm going to do with it. But I just covered it up and kind of continued the idea that was kind of like a landscapey type of idea. Because there's a chasm there, like I said, and just want to make sure that it looks like it. So just covering up what was underneath there, did a pretty good job of it. It's going to need another coat of paint, of course, plus whatever I'm going to draw on top of it. So what? She's nudging me. Okay, so I guess we better get going here, because it's going to be light in about 10 minutes or so. So I'll be back in a bit. Well, I'll be back after I walk the dog. Water some stuff outside and make the wife some breakfast, because it's Friday. It's chicken day, chicken run day for her. She's got to go feed the chickens this afternoon. I always give her a nice hearty breakfast before that. So let's see. Yeah, that's it. I'll see you later. Hold on for more. Let's see what we got here. Yeah. Oops. Let's try that. Let's see. Okay. Okay. 10:03. Boy. Took me a while to get back to painting here, huh? So the dish, not dishwasher, the clothes washer and dryer are going in here. So I got to turn the music up a little louder just to drown it out. But yeah, I'm back to painting. Everything's dealt with out there, and talked to the wife for a while, and so that's about it. So let me get back to painting and talk to you when I'm done or whatever comes up. 2:31 p.m. Okay, so I painted quite a while today. Well into the afternoon. So the wife's getting ready to go do her chicken run, go feed the chickens in Fair Oaks Village. Because if it wasn't for the volunteers feeding the chickens, they'd be pretty hungry and pretty bony. Because there's really nothing there for them to eat. People complain to the volunteers that actually go out there and feed the chickens and say, "Well, what do you feed them for? They could live on the bugs and stuff." Go down there, you could. They've cleaned those out, you know. And if it wasn't for the feeders, the chickens probably would die, or they'd really dig up their yards, the people's yards that live around the park there. So anyway, that's it for today. Have a good one. Take care.